Tajik Herald News. European Parliament members have strongly condemned ongoing repression by the authorities of Tajikistan against journalists, activists and protesters in the Gorno-Badakhshan Autonomous Region, GBAO. A history of violence escalated extending several years, following confrontational events in November 2021 and May 2022 where dozens of civilians were killed. The European Parliament has since passed a resolution on 7 July 2022. Calling on the Tajik government to put an end to repression against the residents of GBAO. Deputies also called on Tajik authorities to immediately release detained activists and journalists. The 14th of May 2022 saw a protest in Khorog, the capital of GBAO, home to the Pamiri people. About 1,000 Pamiri citizens had gathered to peacefully demand the resignation of regional leader Alisher Mirzonabatov, known locally as the Butcher of the Pamir. On 16 May 2022, government authorities cut off all internet access and shut down the mobile phone network over GBAO. Reports said that President Emomali Rahmon's security forces attacked the civilians with tear gas grenades and this continued till 17 May 2022. On 18 May, the Ministry of the Interior announced that it would carry out an anti-terrorist operation in Rushan district. The crackdown in Rushan turned into a tragedy, with numerous casualties among protesters. Local witnesses told of snipers and military helicopters firing live ammunition at civilians, killing at least 40. A violent dispersal in Khorog left many protesters dead and some wounded. The culmination of the event was the assassination of Mamadbakir Mamadbokirov, an influential local leader and a hero standing against Rahmon's authoritarian regime was shot dead by government security forces on 22 May 2022. The European Parliament also warned Tajikistan that the fight against terrorism and violent extremism must not be used as a pretext to suppress the opposition. The key question: will the EU act like a snow leopard by demanding Tajik authorities comply with the resolutions that have been handed down? Or will they be seen as paper tigers keeping quiet about the brutal, illegal and inhumane acts by that country? Tajik Herald News.